We're continuing the Shir on Likut Halachas, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Tfilin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Lamed Hey. Rav Nosson Zal here is explaining the mitzvah of Tfilin using the writings of the Arizal. V'alkein tzorech sheyia ho'or shel behema v'chaya tohoira daiko. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why the Tfilin must be written on the skin, on parchment, made from a kosher species of animal. Mimin hamutar lepicha. The Gemara learns out from a species that you're allowed to eat from. The Pasuk says, Laman tihye toiras Hashem beficha, that the Torah of Hashem has to be written on something that can be put in your mouth, a species of animal that you're allowed to put in your mouth. Vafilu minaveilois utreifois shelahem. However, once it's a kosher species, a sheep, an ox, even if the animal was an avela or trefet, was not slaughtered kosher, you still are allowed to make tefillin from it. And the question, ubilvad shelo yihya mimin behema v'chaya tameya, as long as it's not from a species of animal that's unkosher, a horse, you know, something like that. V'gam, and in addition, tzorech sheyia ho'or me'ubad lishmo. The skin, the parchment, has to be processed l'shem kedushas tefillin. From the time that they start, that they take off the hide from the animal, there has to be clear intention that this is being designated to be used for tefillin. L'shem kedushas tefillin. Why? Why? Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain how it is that it must be kosher species of animal, but even if it's nevela trefa, it's okay. And at the same time, all the processing has to be lishma. Ki yefsher lekabel oyer kedushas hamoichin shel atfilin, ki im kishema'abdin es oyer haguf legamri. It is impossible for a Jew to receive the holy light of tefillin unless the person has worked on his body. He has purified his body, gotten rid of the junk, the taivis rois, the midois rois, all the bad things, and purified the hide of the body totally. Shelo yil boi shum achiza v'shum shemetz mishum taivis shaboilam, so that his body should not have any, there shouldn't be any hold on it of any taiva or any evil of the world, of the materialistic world, shouldn't have any grip on this person whatsoever. Afilu reach bi'alma mehem lo yinisha boy. Not only that, not only does a person have to remove any of the junk, but there shouldn't be even any smell of the junk, no reach of it. The reach should be eliminated completely. Any reach of the taivos of olam hazeh should be removed completely. V'ze shedikteik Rabbeinu Hanoirazal b'lishoni hakodosh b'sichoiz of Agdoishem v'Omar, and this is why we find that Rabbeinu Zal in Sichoiz Horan, he was very particular in the wording that he used when he said shetzrichen lavoid es haguf, that a Jew has to work out his body kemoi oir, like a piece of animal hide, where they work on it, the tanners work on it, they beat it and they process it, shema abden oisoy hetev, whereby they really work it out really thoroughly, ad sheyia yocholen lohofchoy, to the point where you could turn it inside out, you could turn it any way you want, velirois lo einayim shehunoki legamri, and be able to see with your eyes that it's totally clean. It is pure, 100%. It doesn't have any foul odor to it or any foul stuff in it. This is the wording that Rabbeinu Zal used about how a Jew has to work on himself, how a Jew has to do battle against his Yetzirah and do battle against the body. There's a tug of war going on between the body and the neshama. The neshama wants more ruchnius, more Torah, more tefillah. The body wants more food, more sleep, more olam hazeh. And Rabbeinu Zal said, if a Jew really wants to get close to Hashem, he has to take that body and beat it into shape. You know, really work, like they take a hide of an animal and they process it, they put it through all kinds of processes to make it quality hide that it can be used for making wallets, leather coat, you know, all kinds of quality garments and things. So Rabbi Nizal said there, you have to really work it out well so that you could turn it even inside out and see that it's pure, totally pure. Gam Omar, in addition, Rabbi Nizal said, Sheyesh Gedoilim, that there are great tzaddikim, Sheshovru es Taivas Haguf, who succeeded in overcoming the desires of the body, gaining total control over them, Avol hu adayin kemoy oir hama'ubod. However, their body is still like a piece of animal hide that's being worked on. Sheyesh lo yadayin eze reach ra, where it still has some of that bad odor of the animal on it. It hasn't been finished totally, where you don't smell the animal whatsoever. Rak tzrichin lezakech ula'abedes haguf kol kach. So therefore, Rabbi Nizal said, if a person wants to do a complete job, the person has to purify and work on the body to such an extent, so thoroughly, ad shelo yishor lo shum reach mishum taiva, to the point where there isn't even any smell of a physical, of a materialistic desire in the person's body. Not only doesn't he have the desire, but there isn't even a reach of it, meaning no trace whatsoever of leaning towards Gashmius. The person has totally taken himself out of that completely. Hainu kanal, exactly as we mentioned before. Ki zikuch haguf hu bechinas ibud hoer. Because a Jew purifying his body is similar to taking an animal hide and working it out, processing it, putting it through all of those procedures to prepare it to be used as quality leather. Shehu bechinas hamedame, bechinas noiga. We mentioned in the previous year that the skin, the animal hide, represents medame, klipas noiga. It's something that's good and bad, it's in between. And therefore, depending on how you swing it, it can be used for dvorim shebig, for tefillin, for sefer Torah, or it can be a shtick ferd, you know, a piece of animal, nothing more. So it's referred to as medame, which is synonymous with noiga, shemishom kol hataivos. And that's really where all the materialistic desires come from medame, from klipas noiga, from the body. And referring the body, especially the most gashmi part of the body, which is the skin. And people who work on themselves to such an extent where they purify themselves totally, where they rid themselves completely of the taivas of Olam Hazeh, through that, they're zoiche to complete moichin, to be able to receive the full seichel that the tefillin is beaming out, ule emuna shlema betachlis hashlemus, and to achieve the highest levels of emuna, perfect emuna, to the highest degree, ashrei lohem, fortunate are these great tzaddikim. V'hamoinam, however, for the rest of us, the regular people, she'ein zoichin lozeh, who are not privileged to be on so high a level, lezakei hakuf kol kach, to purify our bodies to such a degree, ki afilu tzadikim gemurim, lav kol echod zoichin lezikuch kozeh kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, don't think this is just you. Even great tzaddikim, not all of them achieve the kind of purity that Rabbi Nizal is talking about there, purifying the body where the body has no trace of a desire for gashmius. Al kain, therefore, ikar tikin shelahem hu kirvas hatzadikim amitiim. What's the solution for the rest of us? The solution is that we have to try to come close to the true tzaddikim, shezochu al yedei zikuch gufam bebchina sanal, who was zeicha by purifying their bodies to the degree we mentioned earlier, lemoichin gedoilim amitim, to true high level seichel, ula ruach nevua, ruach hakodesh amiti. They were zeicha to the highest spiritual levels. We have to do everything we can to come close to them. Vayedei ze, and by coming close to such tzaddikim, Heim yecholim levarer hamedame shel kol ha'olam gamkein. Those tzaddikim, not only can they fix themselves, but they're also in a position to fix everyone else, to purify the medame of every single person, kedei sheyizku kulam le'emuna shleima betachlis, so that all of us should be zeicha to perfection of emuna. Aval, however, there are some prerequisites here. Tzorech sheyi Elohim al kol ponim eze isarusa delesato. The people have to make some kind of effort. They have to take some initiative. The pasuk says, Hashem says, shuvu elai v'shuvu aleichem. You make an effort to come close to me, I'll come close to you. That's isarusa delesato. Hisoirus milamata. There has to be an initiative taken from below, from the one who's on the lower level. Kiyodua, as is known in all the Sforim, Shebeloi Isarusa Delesato, Iefsher Lohitziam Mimokim Shehem Bal Korcham. If there is no initiative on the people's part, the tzaddikim cannot take them out of their tumah, out of their mud, against their will. Not allowed to do that. Rav Nosson Zal, in another place in Likutei Halachos, gives an incredible chiddush, where he explains, he's talking about Kiruv, outreach, and he emphasizes this point, that if you want to do Kiruv, it's a fabulous thing, it's one of the most important things that a Jew could possibly do, however, you need to know the rules of the game. And this is one of the rules, that unless you see somewhat of an initiative on the part of the person to come to the Kiddusha, you can't force the issue. You can't try to take the person by force. It doesn't work. It won't have positive results. Even if it looks to you like in the beginning you're being successful, it could boomerang. It could turn around and backfire, etc. And he gives a proof to this. He shows an example of this in halacha. We know that one of the famous halachas in Yoredeya is that if you have a large quantity of kosher and something non-kosher falls into it, depending on different circumstances, if there's enough of the kosher, it nullifies the non-kosher. The non-kosher becomes kosher. If there's 60 times as much of the kosher and they look identical, you can't differentiate. If you can differentiate, you take the treif thing and you pull it out. But if it's a situation where you can't tell it apart whatsoever and all the criteria are met, then it becomes 61 pieces of glatt kosher. The rabbis insisted, the rabbis added their own requirement that we insist that you take one piece out of that pot and throw it away, so that you're not benefiting from this, that nobody will ever think, hey, this is a great idea, you know. But mitzad halal, the basic law of the doraisa, it becomes kosher, period. Now, a person would say, I got a great idea for business. Kosher meat sells for $30 a pound. Treif sells for $3 a pound. I'm going to set up a big pot of kosher and drop in piece by piece of treif and I'll kosher it. The Gemara says, Ein mevatlin isur lechatchila. You can't do this on your own. You can't take a piece of treif meat and throw it into the kosher. If it fell in by itself, then these rules can apply. These things can be activated. But to take it on your own and take the tray thing and put it, can't do that. Rav Nosson Zal says, from here we see this concept when it comes to human beings, when it comes to being Makara people. You can't take a person and put him into the Kiddusha. If the person shows some initiative, if he falls in, if he comes, shows some kind of initiative, then we go all out to help him. This is an association. This is this concept of Isarusa Delesata, which is a very important yesoid in Yiddishkeit. And when this isn't there, it causes all kinds of problems. It's written that the majority of the tzaras that Klal Yisrael had during the 40 years in the desert was for this reason. Because there wasn't enough Isarusa Delesata on our part. We didn't show enough initiative when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then, hold on a second. Why didn't Hashem wait for us to show a little more initiative? Because he knew if he would have waited one more second, there wouldn't have been anybody to deal with. It would have been the end. So on one hand, we had to be yanked out of there. Moshe Rabbeinu had to come and rescue us. On the other hand, because there wasn't enough Isarusa Delesata, there was all kinds of headaches and problems and fighting and all the stuff that went on during the Midbar. Back to earth. The Iker Isarusa Delesata Shelahim, who Sheyaf. Listen to this now. Rav Nosson Zal explains. So now, we who want to come close to the true tzaddikim, what is required of us? What is the main Isarusa Delesata that we have to show? to remove our own intellect, to put aside our own seichel, our own perceptions, our own conceptions, ki'ilu ein lohem shum seichel klal, as if I don't know anything at all. Rak yatu oznam ulevavam heitev lekoil divrei tzadik emes. But rather, to place my ear close to the tzaddik, and whatever he says goes. Simple Simon says, do this, I'm going to do it. Whether I understand the I know that he knows much better than me. He knows, and I don't know. Ve'yimsiru libam ve'sichlam elov legamri. And they need to give over their hearts and their minds totally to the tzaddik. K'moshom Rabbein Azal, as Rabbein Azal writes in Likutei Moran, shekolz man shenishar lohodom shum seichel atzmoi, as long as a person is still using his own seichel a little bit, einoi mekurov klal, he's not really attached to the tzaddik. Kimavura al pasuk, as Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 123 in Likutei Moran, based on a pasuk. The pasuk says in Shiras Hazinu, describing the Jewish people at Har Sinai, it says, Am Novel V'loy Chacham, that we were a very lowly people and we were not smart. So the Targum says, Amo Dekabilu Oiraisa, a nation who received the Torah, V'loy Chakimu, and they were not smart. What do you mean they weren't smart? Rabbein Azal explains, She'ikar Kabbalah Satoira Hoyo Rak Al Yedei Zeh. The main ability for Klal Yisrael at that time to be zeche, to receive the Torah, was dependent on this. Al Yedei She'silku Es Chochmosam Legamri. The fact that they put aside their own seichel totally. Ki im hoyu mamidim al chochmosam v'sichlam, because if they would have tried to apply their own logic, their own intellect, loy hoyu yecholim lekabel es haTorah, they would not have been able to receive the Torah. Ayin Sham, look over there. Rabbeinu Zal explains that in those days, the avodah zarah and the philosophy, the other side had incredible power. They had incredible depth to their side of the story. And the Jews, having been in Egypt for 210 years, they were very involved in what was around them. And if they weren't able to blank out their minds totally and say, Moshe Rabbeinu's here, whatever he says, God, I'm not going to think at all. Whatever he says to do, we're going to do it blindly. Blind. Vayaminu Bashem uvamoyshavto, it says. They believed. They didn't understand everything. They were ready to go on faith alone over there. Ayin Shom. Look over there where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Now, obviously, this is a very, very delicate issue because there are people that read this and say, oh, this is what we call in English C-U-L-T. This is called a cult, where you have a guy in charge and everybody, nobody's allowed to think. They have to do exactly what he says. No intellect, no, right? The answer is, lahavdil, bein elef alfi avdolos. Where did they get it from? Where did they get that from? They got it from the Torah. In the Torah, there is such a concept. But the difference, one of the differences is, who's your leader? Is your leader Moshe Rabbeinu? Is your leader a tzaddik of the highest, highest caliber, who's capable and qualified to lead people and to lead them to Shleimus Emuna, to lead them to Tikkun Olam and everything? Then this applies. If not, he could lead you right off the cliff. He could, as we've seen cases, where whole communities ended up committing suicide, all kinds of insanities. Ki kol haseichel, listen to this now, listen carefully. Ki kol haseichel shel kol ha'olam, because all the intelligence of all the people, afilu shel hayareim v'aksherim, even the religious people, kol zman sheloi zochu l'shaber taivos libam legamri. So long as these people have not succeeded in eliminating totally their materialistic desires, and again he says legamri, very serious here, until they have succeeded in wiping out the Yetzirah completely, as we mentioned before, like a piece of animal skin, animal hide that's been worked out so well, where there isn't a trace of a of smell even, of any animal, Adayin ein lohem shum seichel klal. They are not qualified to give advice. They are not, they don't know. They don't know. As long as a person is still caught up a little bit in Olam Hazeh, in the taivas of Olam Hazeh, that clouds the person's judgment. That clouds the person's ability to guide, to direct, to understand the Torah perfectly. The kol sichlam hurak bebechinas hamedame, and therefore their seichel is still in the category of medame shehu koyach haguf koyach habehemius. It's still being influenced by the body, by the behema. It's still being influenced to a degree by behema. Why? Me'achar shelo poshtu es gufam adayin legamri me habehemius, because they have not yet succeeded in stripping their body from the animal, from the animalistic instinct, from the behemoth, from the taivos. V'gam ha-medame l'shelohem einoy mevur adayin legamri, and their medame also has not yet been fixed up totally. Alkein, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is talking very, very serious here. You know, there are people that read this and say, oh, so what is he telling you? Is he telling you that all the tzaddikim are nothing? He's the only one. The answer is he's telling you that there are differences. And this, he didn't make any of this up. If you look in the Zohar HaKodesh, if you look in all the holy Sforim, this is what they tell us. That a human being in this world, there's an incredible battle going on that all of us are going through. The body versus the neshama. That's, and the non-Jews versus the Jews. It's on 100 different levels of the tumah against the tara, good against bad. And until and unless a person has succeeded totally, totally in being victorious in this battle, it's still possible for the person to make mistakes in judgment. We see among the greatest of, we see the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, we see all kinds of cases where great tzaddikim, there are differences among them. We've shown how the Zohar HaKadosh shows the difference between Noach versus Avram Avinu versus Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean? Even if Avram Avinu still had higher... Yes, yes. There's a difference. There are things that Avram Avinu couldn't do and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do because he was Moshe Rabbeinu, because he achieved total bitul tashem, because he was able to achieve things that no other tzaddikim could. And we see even during his generation, we see 250 leaders of Sanhedrin were able to be turned against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? What do you mean? Make up your mind. Were they Talmidei Chacham or not? Were they Roshei Sanhedrin or not? The answer is they were Roshei Sanhedrin. They were not Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, Rav Nosson Zal explains when he discusses the issue of Koyrach Vadosoi. Koyrach, this was Koyrach's problem. Koyrach said, Ki kol ho'edo kulam kedoshim. What are you giving me this baloney that this one is holier? All of the people, everyone here is holy. Everyone here stood on Har Sinai. We all heard Hashem. So therefore, you can't tell me you're better than me. And his mistake was that just because you heard it doesn't decide anywhere at all where you are on the totem pole. V'loi ha-medrash o'ikar el ha-maisa, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. It's not learning that decides what level you're on. It's when it comes where the rubber meets the road, when it comes to doing battle against the Yetzirah. Do you win or lose? Do you make the right choices or not? Are your eyes perfect? Are your eyes totally careful not to look where they're not supposed to, and your thoughts, all the different things that a person has to do to get to the levels that these tzaddikim have gotten to. So this is why Rav Nosson Zal is being so clear and so specific. Alkein, therefore, ikar tikunam, the main tikun for anyone who is not on this level yet is lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborah, to come close to Hashem, hu al yidei emunas chachomim, is through emuna in the true tzaddikim, bechinas vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdoi, dahainu lehiskarev letzaddikim amitiim, to come close to the true tzaddikim, ulahamin bom, and to believe in them, ulevatel daitoi negdom legamri, and to be able to put your own thinking, your own perceptions aside completely, Ki'ilu ein loy shum seichel klal, as if you don't know anything. And we find by Rabbeinu Zal, for example, even when it came to Rabbeinu Zal's students, there's a lot of stories that are told about the higher echelon, the upper echelons of his students and the regular students, and the higher ones were incredible. They were incredible high levels, but we're told that one of them put his seichel aside completely. That was Rav Nosson Zal. The others in that particular nakuda weren't equal to him. Rav Nosson Zal said, when I came to Rabbeinu Zal, I put everything I had learned till then aside. Rabbeinu Zal told me one thing, now I have one piece of knowledge. He told me a second thing, I have two pieces of knowledge. This is what gave him the ability to receive on a more and on a higher level than all the other Talmidim. We find by the Arizal. The Arizal had many outstanding Talmidim, Tzadikim, Kedoshim, and yet we find an unbelievable thing. The Arizal said before he passed away, and this is written down, that he said he doesn't give permission to any of them, none of them have Rishus, to teach the Arizal's teachings except Reb Chaim Vital Zal. Because he said none of them understood it correctly, you know, to the degree that he did, period. Look at what we're saying here. And the reason is because we're talking on such a high level of Torah, unless the person is mamish, 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 there's tremendous room for error. V'zehu b'chinas shemuter lichtoiv. Now listen how Rav Nosson Zal shows this in the mitzvah of tefillin. V'zehu b'chinas shemuter lichtoiv sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzas afilu al gabi oir nevela utrefa. Now you'll understand why we are allowed to write a sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah on the skin of an animal that was not shechted kosher, an animal that died on itself, it was shot or whatever. Ubilvad sheyihye mimin toher, as long as it's from a kosher species of animal. What does this teach us? Lahoyrois, this teaches us shehakoil yecholin lehistakin, that everybody can get a tikkun, everybody can be fixed, can be corrected. Vehakoil yecholin lekabel oyer hamoichin shelatfilin, and everyone has the ability to be able to receive from the light of tefillin, which represents a very high level of light of kedusha, ubelvad, on condition sheyir bebechinas oyer behema tohira hamoubad lishma l'shem kedusha stam, on condition that the person is like the skin of a kosher animal that's been worked on lishma l'shem kedusha sevter, meaning dahainu. Shemafshitin umeabdin esmoichon v'sichlam v'daitom mikol deyaseim. This means that the person, we're talking about people who have stripped and worked out their brains. They've removed from their brains all of their own personal intellect, all of their own ideas, all of their own preconceptions and everything. Umeabdin, exactly. And they've removed all the crookedness from their heart, which they had till now. And now they prepared themselves, they've prepared their brains and their bodies and everything to receive the holiness of tefillin, shehu bechinas kedushas hamoichin shel tzadikim, which is similar to the brains of the true tzaddikim. Their brains are like tefillin. That al kol asher yoimru ki uzeh. Whatever they say, that's what I'm going to do. If they say fast, I'm going to fast. If they say don't fast, even though I saw in some kind of a sefer that it spoke about, I'm not going to do it. If my rabbi, if the rabbi of this generation that says not to do it, he knows better. I'm not going to apply any of my own svaris or anything like that. And not to turn, not to swerve from the words of the tzaddik and from their das, not to the right or not to the left. Not to be less religious than them and not to try to be more religious than them. V'oz, and if a person is capable of doing that, afal pi shekilkel kol kach, even though the person has messed up to such a huge degree, ad shehu bebechinas oyer nevela utrefa, to the point where this person is referred to like a skin of a nevela, a trefa. Nevela is a very, very low word in Yiddishkeit. When we want to tell somebody he's a piece of garbage, filthy, we say a nevela, you know. So even though the person is a nevela trefa, afal pikein hu yochoy lehistakein or lekabel or kedushas film, that person can be fixed, can be worked on, can work on himself, and can be ready to receive the light of tefillin. You can write tefillin and save thermoses on such a high. Ubilvad shaloyia bebechinas min tome, on condition that he's not from a non-kosher species. What does that mean? Dahainu shaloyovoy lahatzadik im chochmois vachakirois. That he's not coming to the tzaddik like a big shot. That he's coming, that tzaddik knows a lot, but I also know. And he's coming with chakirois, he's coming lechakroi ulenasoi, so he's coming to test the tzaddik. He's coming to see if who knows more, and who's, you know, that kind of thing. Veloyia tina baliboy, that there shouldn't be any ugliness in his heart, any filth in his heart when he comes to the tzaddik, that he's coming with ulterior motives or the wrong kind of motives. Shekol ze hu bechinas min tomei. All of this is what's symbolized by a non-kosher species. That's out. That the tzaddik will not fix, cannot fix. Ki ikar hatuma hi bechinas chakirois ukfirois. Because the real impurity is philosophy. When people do the wrong kind of questioning of Hashem, of Yiddishkeit, and kfira, and atheism. Shehein bechinas chayois rois, hadorsim v'torfim, kimavur b'komachar. Rabbi Nazal refers to them in chapter 4 in Likutei Moharan Tanina as wild animals that tear their prey, like a lion, a leopard, those kind of things which tear their prey apart. Those scientists and philosophers who deny Hashem, who deny the Torah, chas v'shalom. Exactly. Avol kishe'enoi bebechinas min tamei. But if a person is not from that non-kosher species, rak oise atzmoi kebehema tohoira, but rather the person presents himself like a pure bet, like a kosher behema, umechin umaabed atzmoi vedaitoi l'shem kedushas tefillin, and he prepares himself, he works on himself, he tries to do what he can to improve himself, to grow in Yiddishkeit, to be able to accept and receive the holiness of tefillin. Dahainu lekabel ha'ora samoyach shel tzaddik amiti, meaning to be able to receive the knowledge and the awareness of Hashem from the true tzaddik, al kol asher yomar ki uzeh, that whatever the tzaddik will tell him, he'll accept. Oz, then, afal pi shekilkel kol kach, despite the fact that this person has done so many bad things, they've messed up so terribly, atshu bebechinas nevela trefa, to the point where this person can be referred to as a nevela trefa, hu gam hu yochoy lekabel or kedushas moichoy. That person will, yes, be able to receive the holy seichel of the tzaddik. Shehu bechinas kedushas hatfilin, which is the holiness of the tefillin, shenichtovim al gabi oyer behema tohera, which is written on the hide of a kosher species of animal. Afilu al neveilos atreifos shelhem, even neveilos and treifos, ubilvad sheyem imen hamuter lepicho kanal. V'chein mevoyer b'hatora posach Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nosson says, by the way, if you look in Likutei Moharan, chapter 60, Rabbi Nazal writes there, Sheksivas tefillin al gabi ho'or, hu bechinas ha'oras harav b'leiv ha'talmid. Rabbi Nazal there shows from the Gemara that the Gemara, when the Gemara bases this halacha that tefillin, sefer, and everything has to be written on a kosher animal, from that pasuk, leman tihiyeh toiras Hashem b'ficha, min hamuter l'picha. The Gemara also learns out from that same pasuk that a rabbi who's teaching students has to be careful not to teach a Talmud she'enoi hogun. That there's Talmud hogun and Talmud she'enoi hogun. That a student who is not worthy, you're not allowed to teach him Torah, because if you do, it could lead to all kinds of... What's called Talmud she'enoi hogun? Rav Nosson Zal explained it here. A person who's coming lekanter, a person who's coming to make fun, He's coming with a tina baliboy. He's coming like a chacham, like a big chacham. Umevur sham, Rabbi Nezal explains over there, she Talmud hogun hu bechinas min hamuter lepicha, that a good student is what the pasuk is referring to when it says min hamuter lepicha, ayin sham. Look over there in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. Now here again, some people will read this and they think they can argue, because who's saying this? Breslov is saying this. What about, there's a pasuk that the Gemara quotes. The pasuk says, Odom ubehema toshia Hashem. We say it on Shabbos afternoon in Sitkoscha. Sitkoscha says, you know, so the Gemara says, what is that referring to? The Gemara says, b'neyod, people that are arumim kibneyodom, people who are shrewd and smart, intelligent, like human beings. And despite that, meisibim atzmom kibehema, still, even though they are smart and intelligent, they put all of that intelligence aside, and they act as if they're a behema. They sit in front of a teacher like kids in kindergarten, sitting, listening intently to every word the teacher says, being careful not to miss a word, because again, if I think I'm a smarty pants, then if I miss a word, what's the big deal? If I hear most of it, I got most of it. But a person who knows that they don't know, a person who knows that they're just starting out, every word is important to them. They're trying to listen. I don't want to miss a word. Because I'm just starting to learn now, and I need the basics, so I can't afford to miss anything. So the Toshia Hashem, the Gemara says, that person will be, Hashem will help them. They'll be Zeh Hashem. So this is not something that Rabbeinu Zal or Rabbi Nosson Zal invented. The Gemara says this, that in order for a person to learn properly, to learn Yiddishkeit properly, a person has to have this ability to put their own seichel aside at times, to a large degree, when it comes to a great tzaddik, to be able to put all of his own stuff aside and to be able to accept with simplicity, with pshitas and tmimus, what the tzaddik says. And if a person does that, even though the person has many shortcomings, the tzaddik will be able to correct all of those things. Versus a person who's coming like a chacham, there it's a different story. We have the famous story, I think I mentioned it, but it doesn't hurt, of one of Rabbi Nezal's great students, Rabbi Yudel, who before he met Rabbi Nachman, he was a mekupel. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Nigla and Ister. He had his own Talmidim. And yet, at one point, he decided to visit. But he came in, and his opening statement to Rabbi Nezal was, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Derech Bavoides Hashem. Let our rabbi teach us a path in serving Hashem. And Rabbi Nezal heard that, and he pulled out his magnum, and he said, Lodas ba'oretz darkecha? Should we take the path of Hashem and bring it to the ground? Meaning Rabbi Nezal wanted to say to him, if you're coming to learn, don't come with an attitude. Don't come, I'm coming to learn very high level. Come to learn means I'm coming to learn, period. That I don't know, you do know, and I want to hear, I want to listen. That kind of attitude. And we see there were others, the Trovitz Magid. During Rabbi Nezal's time, there was one of the Talmidim of the Mezrich Magid, who was a Magid over 80 cities. There were 80 cities at the time that he was the one who went around giving Musar, you know, teaching them. And he was in his 60s or so when Rabbi Nezal was in his 30s. And he met him and he said, that's it, I'm in. And he acted like a Talmud. And this was an incredible Chiddush at that time, that somebody of this caliber, this stature, was able to, and he told his students that, have a nice day, this is where I'm going. Anyone who wants to come with me is welcome. But I finished teaching. I'm going back to school, going back to being a student. The way the Gemara describes Yoshua, the Gemara says, Pnei Moshe k'pnei chama, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei levona. That Moshe Rabbeinu was like the sun, Yeshua is like the moon. And the Zohar Kodesh writes about the moon, Deleslo migarmo klum, that the moon has no light of its own except what it receives from the sun. That ability to blank himself out, the way the Gemara describes Yeshua, what did he do? He was the first one, he would set up the chairs for Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't beneath him at all to do the menial things. He understood that this is a critical part of being able to learn Torah. That the more I can make myself small, the more I can consider myself like Behema, the more I have the opportunity to be able to receive more, you know, more and better. Paragraph Lamed Vov. V'sehu vayihi kiyoru hamiyaldoi sesualikim vayas lehem batim. Here the pasuk is speaking about Yocheved and Miriam, who were called Shifra and Puah. They were working for Paroi. They were the midwives, and Paroi had told them to go kill all the Jewish babies at the time. So the Torah says that despite Paroi's instructions and despite everything, because of the fact that these Mialdois had fear of Hashem, Hashem made for them Batim. And the Gemara says this refers to Bote Kahuna, Bote Malchus. They were rewarded that from them would come forth Kahuna, Aaron HaKoyen, and Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as Vayhi Bishurim Melech, Abchina Malchus. Ze Bechinas HaBatim Shel HaTfilin. Rav Nosnal says the term batim also refers to the batim, the boxes, the tefillin boxes, which have the parshias in them. Ki hamiyaldois shehem bechinas eim habonim heim mamshichim oyer hatfillin. These midwives, they were like the mothers of the children. Eim habonim. They helped, they assisted in giving birth to the children. They are the ones who draw the light of tefillin. Shehem Bechinas Imo Albro, which the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to as the light of the mother being passed down to the son. When we talk about the Sfirois, the Midos of Hashem, Imo is associated with Bina. There's a pasuk Ki Eim La Bina Tikra. So Imo is Bina, and the Bain is the nickname used for the six lower spheres below Bina. And it's brought that the light of Tefillin is transmitted from the Hay, that first Hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the Vav. From Bina, from the mother, to the Bonim. That's where the light of Tefillin, that's how the light of Tefillin is being passed down. Shehem Bechinas Hoylodas Hamoichim. This refers to the birth of new Seichel. As we mentioned earlier, Kadesh Li Kol Bechoyer Peterechem. That we sanctify the firstborn child. The Bechoyer was Rashis, which was Chachma, the Seichel. And this is why the pasuk says there, Vayihi ki yaru, that these women displayed fear of Hashem. They had that quality of yira, ki tefillin heim bechinas yira. Because if you recall, we learned about 15 pages ago that tefillin is associated with yira. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'ra'u kol amei ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimecha. All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they will fear you. V'dor shurazal, the Gemara says, Elu tefillin shebaroish. This refers to the tefillin shebaroish. So we see that the tefillin shebaroish are broadcasting yira. They are yira. Ki hameyaldois heim eim aharoinu Moshe. Because these midwives were actually the mother of Aharon and Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam Achoisam, and their sister Miriam, Shehim Yaledes Shnia. She was the second midwife, right? In the beginning of Parashat Shmos. Shemimeno Yotzo HaMalchus. From her, from Miriam, came forth Malchus. Kama Shapirosh Rashi Shem, as Rashi HaKodesh goes on to show over there. Kimoy Shevi Aharoin Heim Iker HaTfilin. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represent what Tfilin is all about. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKoyim. Aharon HaKoyin Godol, who bechinas tmanyo dikunei dikno de kahana rabba. Aharon, who was the Koyin Godol, who wears the eight garments on Yom Kippur, which the Zohar Kodesh says correspond to the eight tikunim of the beard. This is the terminology that's used. Shehein bechinas haches zekeinim anal, who correspond to the eight elders discussed in the story of Sipure Maisius, where the Betler met up with eight different elders who all described how far back they remember. Bechinas ches parshias shel atfilin, also corresponding to the eight parshias in the tefillin four and four in the Rosh and Yad. Shel atfilin shel Rosh v'shel Yad. That's what Aharon HaKoyen is. Moshe Rabbeinu, who bechinas hazokein ho'elyoin. And Moshe Rabbeinu represents number nine. He's the blind betler, shehispoyer, shehu zokein ma'oid. He was the one who prided himself by saying he's very old, va'adayin hu nar ve'yanek legamri. And he's still very, very young. V'chol o'olam eino oilets lo'ikerafayin. And the whole world to him isn't even like a blink of an eye. The whole time of the world to him is like nothing. V'zeh b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Rav Nosson says, let me show you now how that refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu b'chinas v'hinei nar boicha. The Torah describes Moshe Rabbeinu as nar, a child, a youth. He was crying like a baby. She'afal pi shehigiel ama shehigiel b'chinas zikna dikdusha b'shleimus. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu achieved what he achieved, that he was zeichet to real zikna, real chachma dikdusha, afal pi kein adayin hoya b'chinas nar v'yanek l'gamri. He retained his youthfulness. He was still a nar. He was still a baby. B'b'chinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, nar hoyisi gam zokanti. That afal pi shezokanti moid, even though I've gotten very old, meaning I filled myself with billions of units of chachma, afal pi kein adayin ani nar v'yanek l'gamri. I'm still very, very young and youthful. Shezeo b'chinas ha'hisparu shel hazokin horishim b'mayla shua iverna. That was the praise that first zokin said about himself. V'alkein zocha Moshe shekosaboy. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha, that the Torah testifies about him. Loi chiaso einoi v'loi nos lechoi af b'moisoi. That even when he died, they didn't see any aging in him whatsoever. They saw his youthfulness totally like a young, fresh person. The Gemara says, you didn't see any aging in him whatsoever. Even at the time of passing away, at 120 years. Shoya ben Meves from Shana. Ki zocha betachlis hazikna, lihyoi sadayin yanek legamri. Because he was zeicha, even when he achieved the perfection of the oldest age possible, that he still retained his utmost of youthfulness. Ki'ilu loy hischil adayin lichyos klal, as if he hadn't even started yet. He's at the starting gate. Kamay shekosev, and look at this. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu said right before he passed away. Kamay shekosev, as it says in the beginning of Parshas Voeschanan, ato hachiloisa laharois es avdecha es godlecha ves yod chazoka. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it says over there, Voeschanan al Hashem ba'islamar, I pleaded to Hashem, and this was my speech. I said, Hashem, you have begun to show me your greatness. What are you talking about? Hashem has just begun to show you. You've been seeing Hashem's greatness for 120 years. Dehainu, shebesoif yomav, at the end of his life, Omar l'Hashem yisborach, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, ato hachiloisa, you have started, you just started showing me laharois. Dehainu shadayin loihisi klal, as if I don't know anything right. I'm just starting out in Yiddishkeit. Rak Hashem Yisborach hischil laharois loyes godloi. Shekol zeh hu b'china sanal. This is exactly what we were learning about before. Shemaschilin b'chol eis mechodesh kanal. That the true tzaddikim are always starting from scratch. They're always starting from the beginning. Ki Moshe hu b'chinas mon ki yodua. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is synonymous with the mon, as it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shenemar boy, about which it says, when the Torah describes the mon, it says, ki lo yodu mahu. They didn't know what it was. They called it mon. What is mon? What? Because they didn't know what it was. What is this? She'yefshir leida klal mahu she'yiludisho yizke lema she'zochohu. Meaning, in what way is Moshe Rabbeinu like the mon? That just like the mon, a person looked at it and said, what is this? When a person looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, what is this? How could it be that a human being, somebody born to human parents, could have achieved such a level? And this is why the word Moshe is made up of two parts, the letter Shin and the letters Mo, Memhe. Shin plus Avon, the Shin with the three heads, represents the three avos, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Shehem, Klolius, Hamoichin, who represent the full seichel of a person, Chachma, Bina, Das, you know, the three levels of seichel, Klolius, HaTfilin, they represent Tfilin, Avol, HaKoil, Shach, Mebchinas, Mo. However, Where does the brain get its seichel from? From upstairs, from the keser, from mo. Mo is what? Nothingness. Bechinas kilo yodu mahu. They didn't know what it was, meaning above the level that's above das. Sheze ikra bechinas Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was really all about. Shehu bechinas hazokein onal. He is that elder, that betler. Shoye zokein v'tinoi kanal. Who is very old and very young. Shehu shoyresh hakoil ulemana min hakoil. He is the source of everything, and he is above everything. He's above the seichel. K'moy shekosev, as the Torah says, v'ho'ish Moshe onov me'oid. Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely humble, meaning he was ayin, he was nothing. He was above seichel. Shehu b'chinas kagomul aleimoy, kagomul alei nafshi, she'omar David. As David HaMelech said about himself, I'm like a baby that's still attached to its mother. That's what my nefesh is like. V'zeh shekosu b'zoyar le'inyin Moshe. And this is why the Zohar Kodesh makes a statement about Moshe Rabbeinu, she'etzel hasovin hu sova, ve'etzel hayenukois hu yenuka, haynu kanal. This is a very deep statement. The Zohar Kodesh says that when we are referring to the grandparents, Moshe Rabbeinu's the oldest of all of them, and when we're referring to the yenukois, when we're referring to the children, he's the youngest of all of them. This is how the Zohar Kodesh defines Moshe Rabbeinu. That by the Sovin, he's the Sov of the Sovin, and by the Yanukas, he's... How could that... What does that mean? Shehu Zokein V'yane Kanal, as we explained before. V'zehu Sheomar, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, Ben Meya V'esrim Shana Onoichi Hayoim. I am 120 years old today. Meaning... The Gemara says, "Hayoim," and he said, "Hayoim molu yomai ushnoisai." Today has been completed my days and my years. Ki einoi yochol leilech yoiser, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go any further in this world. He had reached the top floor where there was no option to go any further while he was still in a body. K'moshem Razal, as the Gemara says in Soita Daf Yud Gimel, Malamed Shenistemu Mimenu, this shows us that at that point, everything was closed to him, meaning while he was in this world, couldn't see any further. Kihu Tzorech Lichyois Chaim Aruchim Anal, because Moshe Rabbeinu is one of those tzaddikim who must lead a long life, like we defined earlier. What's called a long life? Leilech b'chol pam yoiser v'yoiser. He can't stay in one place. He has to keep going higher and higher. U'kishe'eno yochol leilech yoiser. And if he can't go any higher, muchrech l'stalik. He's got to check out. He's got to say, have a nice day. I'm out. I'm off this ship. This ship can only go this far. I'm switching. I'm going to another ship. Going to another location. Muchrech l'stalik. He must leave. Kemuvan besichos hakdoshes shel Rabbeinu Zal, as we understood from Rabbeinu Zal's own words, that Rabbeinu Zal said before his passing away, he said that he has time to take off the shirt. He referred to the body as a shirt, and he said that because can't go any further down here. Notice he's gone as far as a person could possibly go in a body, and again he ain't going to stop. So if the body is the obstacle, have a nice day. The body stays here, and we continue without it. V'al kein, and this is why the Torah says about the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'lo yoda ish es kivurosoi. Nobody knows the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki lo yodu mahu, just like it says about the mon. They called it mon because they didn't know what it is. The Moshe Rabbeinu is in that category of don't know. It's above das. And as he's gone as high as a person can go in this world, he's gone to the chokhmah bina das of this world, and then he's gone further. He's gone into no man's land, where it's ki lo yodu. Nimtza, shemoshe hu bechinas hazokein hu elyon anal. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is that highest elder, shehu shoyresh hatfilin. He is the source from which the eight parshiyos of Tefillin, from which those other eight zakenim receive their light. Shehem bechinas kirun oyer ponim shezocha Moshe. Now you'll understand an incredible thing that the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu. It says he had to wear a mask on his face because the skin, the wording in the Chumash, ki koran oyer ponov, because the skin of his face shone with such a brilliance that the people couldn't handle it. It would blind the people. So Moshe Rabbeinu represents that light that shines into the parshiyos of the tefillin. Shehu shoyrish hatefillin. Shehem bechinas kirun oyer ponim shezocha Moshe. Shehem bechinas oyer hatefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu is the shoyrish of the tefillin, which are this kirun oyer haponim, because tefillin is made on oyer, on skin, on leather. Tefillin is a light that comes from oyer, from leather. Shezocha Moshe, which Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to, Shehem bechinas oyer hatfillin, and that is actually the light of tefillin. K'moy shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah markavos paroi, as Rabbeinu Zal describes in chapter 38 in Likutei Moharan, that the light of the tefillin is synonymous with what it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, ki koran oyer ponov, that the skin oyer, the skin gave off a brilliant light. Because remember, this all goes back to what we mentioned earlier. In the beginning of creation, Adam and Chava had garments of oyer, of light. When they were poigim, it got switched to oyer with an ayin, the oyer of leather, skin. And the more that a person is mesakin himself, the more a person improve himself, he takes the oyer with an ayin, the skin, and elevates it to a level of oyer with an aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu, his oyer, his skin, was oyer with an aleph, beaming, you know, that incredible light. We'll hold it over here for now. We'll continue the next year with Aaron HaKohen.